Hello?
Hello, this is Jordan giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Yes, sir, I found someone else that's able to come out to assist. He stated that he could be there in about 45 minutes or less, but he is not able to allow any passengers to ride along.
But so should I stay in my car or?
I'm sorry, the phone's going in and out. Could you repeat that again for me?
So he doesn't want to allow a passenger seat to me.
Yes, they're not able to allow passengers.
So should I stay in my car or?
Well, they won't allow for anyone to stay in their vehicle while it's on the back of the tow truck.
So what should I do?
Are you able to secure your own transportation? Because that's the only one that gave a quicker ETA. The other ones that I called, they also, one of them gave another 2 hour ETA, the other gave a 2.5 hour, and one gave a 4 hour ETA.
So can I stay in my car, like behind of the tow car?
No, sir. They won't allow for anyone to be in the vehicle while it's on the tow truck.
No, like in my car. Not the tow car, in my car.
Yes, sir. Your car is going to be on the tow truck, and no one can be in the vehicle while it's on the back of the tow truck.
Oh. I don't know what should I do.
Are you able to find your own transportation, or did you just want for me to get the 2 hour, the service provider with the 2 hour ETA dispatched back out?
Oh. I think I should wait 2 hours because I don't have any follow-up car.
Okay, so you don't have anyone that's able to come and pick you up?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and reach back out to the service provider that gave the 2 hour ETA, and then you should receive a text message again with their information.
Oh.
Hi, and is there anything else I may do to assist you? Okay. Well, thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.